The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day, and every Wednesday is hump day. You know, I love it on Wednesdays, and I love the look on Bad Bob's face. He goes, we're going to play the hump day thing again. Yes. Okay. Tell me the truth.
My expression is not unlike Julie's in the commercial.
That's true. But you know what? I don't care. It's hump day. You have to admit it. Good morning, everybody. It is.
And yours is not unlike the camel.
Yep. That is. Hup, 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 hup. 7 after 7 here in the morning. Our phone line is here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Ruth Angel. Good to see you out there. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, what a great day it is. Linda will be in a couple minutes. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like?
The weather would be sunny today and a high in the mid-80s. Overnight lows right around the 60-degree mark. Sunny tomorrow and again into the mid to upper 80s. We could be pushing up well into the 90s by the weekend. Currently in Reading, 62 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are cool people. Not only that, it's veteran-owned and locally owned and operated. Of course, that's discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm feeling exceptionally peckish this morning. Bob.
Uh-oh.
Hey, just catch up on some things going around. You know, this in Nepal, well over 3,000 people killed on a 7.8 earthquake. Do you know anything about earthquakes, Bob, except they rock things? I mean, don't give me basic stuff. I know that. I know there's that when you go – that, but when they give you like, oh, this is a 5.0 earthquake, which the numbers go up exponentially, though.
Yes, each increment is 10 times the force before.
Oh, is that right? So if it's a 5, so a 6 is 10 times as bad?
Yeah.
I got it.
In terms of
and how high
movement.
Does it go? To 10?
It's actually open-ended, I do believe. Well, I would have to look that up, but okay, 10 well, is unheard of.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I mean. So if it's 1 through 10, because it's in the increments of 10, so you hit a 7.8, that's, you're getting up there if it's a 10. I mean, it's kind of one of those things is if 7.8 is that bad, you don't want to be in an 8. So, okay. The a couple other things. The riots in Baltimore. This is really interesting, the riots in Baltimore over this guy who died in police custody. First of all, and again, you know, you're trying to second guess and all that, but he was thrown. He was put into the back of a paddy wagon, and along the way, he was stopped, and they took him out, and something happened, and they put him back in again, and he gets to the jail. And and this is the part I'm not clear on, so I'd have, you know, because it hasn't been real clear, but he somehow ended up with a broken back, a crushed larynx, I mean, just all types of things, and he died. And then the riots started. Well, since then, the riots, they've gone into a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. Over 2,000 National Guardsmen and 1,000 police are on the streets. 15 policemen were injured, and probably more by now. Cars were on fire. And this CNN reporter, one of the stupidest people I've ever heard, and it's not the first time she's done things like this, but she goes out and she's interviewing a congressman who lost his job, and she says to the guy, well, you know, is it, you know, it seems that these veterans coming back from the wars that are now police, that they're just ready for combat, and maybe they're not as well trained. And he goes, they don't have sense of the community and all this. I mean, after that, she tweeted and apologized. But how absolutely stupid can you get on something like that? Blaming it on police who have been, or veterans, blaming it because they've been in combat and they're ready for this. Oh, excuse me. Last time I looked, you know, on the streets, there's tens of thousands of people that are rioting and destroying things, their own neighborhoods. And I think you have to be ready for combat. But other things have happened. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
One of the things that you pointed out to me yesterday, you said, come in here and look at this. A mom, while these bunch of men and yes, women, but men, you know, they're masked and wearing hoodies, were attacking police with rocks. And this mother looks across the crowd, and what happened?
She saw her son in a black hoodie, and I mean, she literally was the epitome of the angry dog that decided to, grab and snatch and claw and scream and yell. And I say, right on. Grab that puppy out of that environment and teach him a friggin' lesson.
Mom grabbed this kid and pushed him out. She's whacking him on the head. He's bigger than she is. She's slapping him. She says, take off that blankety blank blank mask. You are not doing this. This is not the way I raised you. And just wailing on him, pushing him away. She says, you do not throw things at policemen. You do not do these things. And she said, I have six kids, one son.
And I am a single mother, and he knows better. He knew he was in trouble.
You should have seen his face. Here he is trying to be a tough guy, and mom is slapping him around in public with all of his bros out there. It's like, oh.
Well, you know what's going across the news is that she hit him in the head.
She did hit him in the head.
She smacked him upside the head to get his brains unscrambled.
Yeah, she goes, you took that hoodie off and reached up and smacked it. And it was like, hey, guess what, mom?
She did say
mom?
A few cuss words, but I think she got her point across.
She described that hood.
I will not have the son of mine. And he knew, like, okay, well, you know,
well,
he's
did,
like a mama cub.
You know, he did not
I mean, a
mama once,
bear with her
He did
cub.
Not reach up once to push her away.
Nope.
He did not reach up once to push her away. He did not do anything except kept moving back. And mom just kept whacking him and pushing him and pushing him, saying, you will stop this. You will not do this. Yeah. Well, she has become, I think, you know what? If she's not the poster icon for parents that give a damn that their son's out in the middle, that she knows what's brought this on. There was a black man killed, and the black community is just irate. But she looks at this and knows what's the right thing to do. My son is not going to be throwing rocks. My son's going to have a future. My son is going to, you know, is not going to be dressed like with a hoodie and a mask on. I will not allow it. And if you don't like it, you know what? What are you going to? And the kid just, frankly, if I was, and I don't know how the reaction is going to be in the hood. But if it was other mothers and fathers and his friends out there, you know what? Mom cares. Mom cares. And how many of them are out there that their mom and dad don't care? If they, you know, if they even have a father living with them, they don't care. Well, this mom does care. And you know what? Frankly, you know what? She's got my vote. I don't know what she's running for, but you know what? She's got my vote. And not only that, things have, yes, the things are tense, very, very tense. In Baltimore, but things are starting to change. You're starting to see cops there. They were standing out there online, and a black child is coming by with a basket full of water, these waters, and handing them to the cops. The other thing was there was a line of black men, older black men, some younger black men, standing in front of the police, shielding the police from rocks. It was what an intense photo that was. They said, we are not going to have these riots. We are not going to act like this. So you've got that. Now, in just the opposite of what the media does, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, let me catch your hair on fire and make this story worse. Rivera is out there in the middle of a crowd. In the middle of the crowd with a cameraman of people that are upset, and he's got the state senator, he's got the head of the Senate leader of the Maryland Senate with him, and he's in the middle of this crowd, and so he's starting to talk, and this young man jumps up in front of the camera, saying, "Well, you know, you don't know what you're, you know, saying, blah blah." Well, so Geraldo, instead of saying, "Okay, let's just move over to another place," Geraldo tries to pick a fight with him. You know, Geraldo Rivera tries to pick a fight with this black kid saying, "Hey, you're a jerk," blah, blah, and you should have heard the state senator. Let's just get out of this area. Just move over here. Let's diffuse this. She was saying that. She says the media is causing this to get worse. And so she pulls Rivera away and the cameraman. They go 10 feet away. No problem. She says, you know, one of the problems we have here is the media gets in the middle of this. People are, whose emotions are strong, are trying to express themselves, and it's just making it worse. If you guys would back off, just back off a little bit, then, you know, we, you know, it gives this place a little room. I mean, it was so telling. Fox News and Geraldo Rivera did nothing but almost cause a mini riot just because of his attitude. We got to take a break. Am I okay here? It's Wednesday, April the 29th.
It's hump
my
day.
Friends, it's hump day. It's 7:16 in the morning. It's 62 degrees going up into the low 90s. I'm here with Linda. How could life be any better? We'll be right back.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Claire Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids' activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Right step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cimenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:20 in the morning, the 29th of April, 62 degrees out there, heading for the 90s. Good morning, sweetie.
Well, good morning. How'd it's currently 62 degrees. Hey, you know, we believe in, we love to mentor people. And we right now are very excited about the fact that we've got a new person that we're training here at KCNR. So
he's interning right now.
Welcome, and we threw you on the board. Bob threw you on the board. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, Jerry. Okay, you know, and Jerry,
think fast.
Just get ready, Jerry, because we could throw things at you. Keep your fingers away from that dial, there, buddy. Come on, get in close.
Yeah, so we're going to ask you a few questions.
Jerry came in last week, I guess, wasn't it?
Through some good friends?
Last week today. Or yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Okay. And really good friends of ours said, talk to this guy. He's looking to kind of change around in his careers and some stuff. And so Jerry came in, and we talked for, 10 minutes? I said, you're worth a try.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, other people haven't made it through the first 3 minutes. But you actually stayed for 10. So and so now Jerry's on the board. Bad Bob, who is teaching generations now, and this is like his 15th generation he's trained because he's so old, on how to use a board.
We're the same age, so be careful.
Okay, oh, that's right. You know, Savannah, Bad Bob, you trained Savannah.
Eldon?
You've trained Eldon. You trained them all. And so now you're training in Jerry here. And Jerry, you're doing well. So
you're quick gonna, study.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, we've got a lot of work for you around here, that's for sure. Okay, so turn off your mic. There you go. So, you know, it's not easy because there's a lot of buttons here.
And you didn't get the torturous duty yet of doing the, hump day. So maybe next week you'll get the hump day.
We'll show you how to do hump day there. Hey, you know what? Did you sleep okay last night?
I really did. I have just readjusted my setting to 40.
Right.
And my dual temp,
your dual,
my dual temperature
your
control,
dual air,
my dual air control
right.
with my sleep number is, or our sleep number has really made a big difference in our lives.
You know, we're sleeping better all the time. I tell you what, you know what? Yes, we talk about this. Yes, they are an advertiser. But you know what? You can't, our sleeping habits are just, changed dramatically and so much better. You can do this too. And right now, you can save $300 to $800 on a Sleep Number bed. Where? Right down at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, right over there by the vitamin shop. I promise you, you will sleep better. It's the rated number one in America by Consumer Reports. You can't beat that. Not only that, but right now, like I said, you can save money $300 to $800, and it's more. Always more there with the Sleep IQ. But first you have to do is head on over to the Sleep Number store in a Target shopping center.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit. I want to share a story with you about some treasure. You never know you're going to find it. But speaking of treasure, a good loyal listener and wonderful musician and friend, Coach Bob, you're calling in this morning. Good morning.
Oh, you're stroking me big time, aren't you?
You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
You know, you two, it finally dawned on me that to work at that station, you got to be named Bob.
It helps. But the new guy's named Jerry, though.
Jerry and then Eldon is Savannah.
But we're going to change Jerry. But Jerry's going to be almost Bob.
We have A.B.
Yeah.
I like that. A.B.
A.B.
Okay.
We're calling A.B. A.B.'s here. Almost Bob. We've got Bad Bob. We've got Just Bob became the Bob. And now we've got Almost Bob.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, anyways. It's hard to tell the players now because they all have the same name on the back of their uniform. So anyway, that's the only reason I called, just to give you some stuff about all these Bobs that you hire.
Well, cute.
I like it though.
Well, of course you do, Coach Bob.
You know what? So you're Coach Bob, so you should be the head of the Bob Union.
There you go.
A union of Bobs. Well, it just tells me.
Isn't there a national club about Bobs? I think somebody told me it was a national organization of Bobs.
Yes, there is.
You know, there probably is. And
Bob Newhart started it or something like that.
I believe you're referring to the Church of the Subgenius.
The Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah, or the, no, I thought it was subspecies. Subgenius. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some different kind of species anyway. All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very
much,
Bob. Coach Bob.
Hey, currently 62 degrees. If you're just tuning in, good morning here on KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. And of course, KCNR 1460 as you stream. It's going to be around 84 today with sunny and hot, mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 58. Tomorrow calls for 86. Tomorrow night 60 and Friday 89. And the weather is brought to you each and every day by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, we were talking earlier. I just every now and then I like to cruise the internet, and I came across something. You know, there's writing, there's bombs. Oh my God, there's so many things.
Nepal,
there's so many things that are just heart-wrenching that are going on through our world. But this is an interesting story that kind of is, wow, this could be you. So when you go into your attic, you expect to find something old. What you don't expect to find is treasure. According to this article, this guy's sister found a box in their grandfather's attic in Tampa, Florida, a few weeks ago while doing some spring cleaning. Inside was a tattered map of the Hillsborough River, century-old coins, a family picture, and a hand wearing a ring.
A skeletal hand.
His sister came across it, and once she told me she found a hand in a box. I was totally blown away, he says. When Maria and Mike were children, their grandfather would tell them stories about his father, Ernesto Lopez, finding Jose Gasper's pirate treasure. They took the box to an antique store around Tampa, and the contents were described as gruesome and authentic. Gross. I mean, you know, we think about finding pinky fingers and stuff like that, but this is just gross. Now, Bob, if I could figure out with my new Apple computer how to scroll down, I will just be in heaven. Here we go. The map is estimated to be from 1930s and shows the Tampa area, which is Lafayette Street, now known as Kennedy Boulevard. The coins are believed to be 18th century Spanish and Portuguese coins, and the ring on the hand is expected to be from around the same time period. So you never know what you're going to find, and it is authentic. So
Mel Fisher down in the Keys found the Atocha back in the that would have been in the late 70s, early 80s. Millions and millions of dollars worth of treasure they found right off the coast of Key West. And got into a huge fight with the state of Florida about who really owned it. As it comes out, as the feds said, he owns it. Mel Fisher and his gang owned it. Of course, then he got sued numerous times by people that had backed him in the fight there. Hey, a movie. We saw a movie the other night. It's an old movie. It's an older movie. It's called St. Vincent.
Yeah.
It stars Bill Murray and a number of other people. But Bill
Naomi
Murray,
Watts.
Naomi Watts.
I can't remember her right name at
the
top.
The heavyset comedian who's been in movies with Sandra Bullock. And
she's a big girl who's
Melissa McCarthy.
Hilarious. And it was so wonderfully acted.
It was a touching movie. And Bill Murray, I think, was up for an Academy Award for this. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was nominated. But you know what? If you're sitting there and you've got Netflix or you've got something, video on demand or whatever it is, do yourself a favor and watch this movie. It tells a story from a young boy's perspective of his next door neighbor who ends up having to babysit him, and the life that this man is, that he's so much more than what he appears on the surface. And Bill Murray played it to perfection. Of course, Bill Murray's probably like this
guy. He was up for Academy Award for that.
Well, I tell you what, he plays it to perfection, but the whole story, and at the end of it, you're sitting there feeling good. I mean, at the end. And you're saying to yourself,
we both had
little
tears.
You know what? Well, no. I had several tears. had little tears because you're a lot harder and harsher than I am. All right. Okay. We've got a lot of things going on today. We've got Rodeo Queens. Doug Wright, the president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is going to be on. Lots of questions for Doug. Doug's taking a real hands-on attitude here and is pushing forward with the idea that that the Chamber of Commerce is pushing this idea of a tax for public safety. There's a lot of other questions I want to ask Doug. And if you've got questions for Doug and our Chamber of Commerce, it's a good chance to ask him when he comes on at 8 o'clock. All right. We're going to take a quick break now, though. And this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 62 degrees out there, 7:30 on the 29th of April. We'll be right back after these messages.
Presents Auto Racing, along with Harvest Printing, Anderson Tire Factory, and Anderson RV. It's a spectacular night out with delicious food from Cicada Cantina, Logan's Roadhouse, and Joe's Burger Shack. Top that with Pepsi Coors Light or Blue Moon, and you are ready for the contest. Come for the fun, stay for the fight. Auto Racing is back at Shasta Speedway. Be sure to see the My Team Team Driving School. It's a Saturday night loaded with fun, auto racing, great food, and a fight. And then, get ready for NASCAR on May 30th as the K&N Pro Series West thunders into Shasta Speedway. Started right this Saturday night with auto racing and a bout for the history books. Mayweather, Pacquiao. Pay-per-view on the big screen at Shasta Speedway in Anderson.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460
with Carl and Linda Butt. Welcome back.
7:33 in the morning here on the 29th of April. 62 degrees out there. Going to go up to 84 today. Great days. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe has all these great coffees. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, with a great walk-in humidor. A veteran-owned business, veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a great place to go to, a great supporter of our community, Tobacco and Brew.
Locally owned and operated.
That's right. Okay, on the phone is Jordan Burns. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jordan. And Jordan is our 2015 Reading Rodeo Queen.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everyone doing today?
We're wonderful. We understand that you're going to school in Folsom, and you're going through your college degree, and you have so many wonderful things going on. So here you are as our Reading Rodeo Queen. Tell us what your plans are.
Okay. Well, I'm currently going to Folsom Lake College in pursuit of my business degree, so hopefully transferring next year to a business school. I'm thinking Sacramento State. And I would like to own my own business, maybe something, you know, in the Western fashion world, open up my own store or something like that. And right now, just promoting Reading Rodeo and getting ready for the rodeo coming up. So those are my plans.
Well, Jordan, we have with us this morning Bonnie Sharp, who is such an advocate of Miss Reading Rodeo and,
yes, she is.
And the program. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Good morning, Jordan.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, well, let me ask.
Was that Jordan that was with us the other day on the rodeo ride? Okay. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely beautiful. Who rides a black and white paint that's just gorgeous. Well, let me ask two questions here. One, let me start with Bonnie Sharp. You've been involved with Miss Reading Rodeo and this program for how many years?
10.
And what has the program meant for you?
Well, it's reassuring to me that all of our young people are not out there drugging it up and doing all these bad things. They're serious about getting an education and one that will support a career for them. And these women this year, I don't know, I would have hated to have been a judge because we had probably the finest group of girls that we've ever had. And the thing that really touched me, and hopefully I can say it without being emotional, is they were all as beautiful inside as they are out. And Jordan is an exceptional young woman, and we are very fortunate to have her.
Jordan, I want you to know that when Bonnie called me, she went on about how exceptional you are.
Thank you, Bonnie.
People are saying wonderful things behind your back, which is a wonderful thing. Now, we're going to get into more of who you are and what the upcoming rodeo is, to promote the upcoming rodeo, which is, before you know it, it's just in a few days or like a week. But
yes.
What has the program meant for you? Meaning the Miss Reading Rodeo, the going through this program.
This program has taught me so much already, and we're only, you know, halfway through the year, and we're not even to the rodeo yet. And I've just really learned how to, you know, communicate with others and go out and represent our rodeo the best that I can. And really, I've gotten to know other rodeo queens on the road and learn a little bit about their experiences and what their programs have taught them. So it's really nice to come together and be able to just represent rodeo in the best way possible.
So how many horses do you have?
I currently have 3 horses, Pansy, Gus, and Bailey.
Okay. I have to ask this. I can understand Pansy for some reason.
Pansy. She was the black and white one.
Okay.
Ooh.
What about Bailey?
Bailey, she is the grumpy one.
The grumpy one.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Are you sure her name isn't Bob?
Yeah, right.
Which one do you take that you do for barrel racing?
That would be Bailey, actually. But she's starting to get a little bit grumpier in her old age, so I'm not sure. But she also comes to the rodeos as well.
Okay. Is she pretty settled?
Yep, she's very settled.
Okay. Now, you know, I see like you like to garden, too.
I like to what?
Garden? Yeah, gardening.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I also really like floral design.
All right. Now, okay, I have a question for you. I have a tomato plant. It's my very first tomato plant. I've named it Bob.
How cute.
I've named it Bob, and I've named it Green Bob. So it wouldn't get confused with Bad Bob, the Bob, and Almost Bob.
Okay.
So this is Green Bob. Now, what do I need to, like, put? What kind of little things do you put in the soil to make those tomatoes get really big?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really garden tomato plants. I'm more of a flower person.
Oh, okay.
My mom's a big tomato gardener, though. She loves doing that.
Okay, well, have her send me an email.
I will.
It's Carl at kcnr1460.com. I want to know what I can, you know, add to the soil there. For Green Bob.
I will let her know.
Well, if you're just tuning in again, we are talking to our rodeo queen, and that's Jordan Burns. And I want to ask you something, because, you know, I say this every time I interview somebody, and it's just typically true that I'm a very visual person. So you obviously have done several rodeos around the California state. Give us an inside look of what it looks for you when you get ready to go to the rodeo. Do you put your horses in a trailer? Do you have a team? Tell us what it looks like. Give us a movie in her head.
Well, typical rodeo day. I travel with my mother. She's really good at helping me with all that, and she loves the rodeo atmosphere as well. So she usually travels with me, and it'll be an early morning. We start, we get the horses in the trailer and head to the rodeo, usually stop for a Starbucks, and, you know, get there and get the horses unloaded. And typically, as a rodeo queen, what you do when you get there is you kind of walk around, greet, you know, the youth there, talk, answer questions, check in, you know, say, let them know you're there, and go around just promoting your rodeo until the grand entry. And then the grand entry is where everyone will come in, you know, they'll do flags, and they'll also bring every rodeo queen in and do their wave. And so everyone gets to do that at each rodeo they attend if you're a rodeo queen. So that's really fun. That's the part where they kind of bring us all together and we get to do that. And then just helping out around the rodeo if they need it, running flags. That would be like a typical rodeo if it wasn't our rodeo. And then during the Reading Rodeo Week, though, I will be very busy. I'll be in the arena the whole time or at different events going on. So yeah. It'll be busy, busy.
When the rodeo's over, do you go to the big tent and dance?
I don't know yet. It's not on my schedule, so we'll see.
Does Mom go with you when she does?
Yes.
When you do? So Mom's watching
you.
She goes
everywhere.
Okay.
Well, we hope to have you on. I know that you'll be down there at the pancake breakfast. Hopefully.
I will, yes.
So we hope to, we'll slide you behind the microphone. We'll be out there in a live remote, and it'll be great to get you on the air and to kick off, you know, the week has already begun before that, a week prior, but of course that's Chicks and Chaps Day and the rodeo's in full swing with just, you know, the Friday night. You know, one of my favorite things that, or one of Carl and our favorite things besides, of course, the bull riding and the barrel racing is the mutton busting. I get such a kick out of the mutton busting.
I was just looking at our mutton bus thing on our website last night, and I get to help and be in the arena with the children during that. That's going to be fun.
And
my favorite was the little kid who rolled over sideways on it and was not turning loose. He had a death grip. He looked like Spider-Man on the side of the wall.
Oh,
that sheep was jumping, and he was sideways. In fact, you never saw him from about the second he left. But he was hanging on. All you saw was the tip of his heel of a boot. And running all the way across the arena, dragging that little guy. I think he won, too. So. And the little ones that jump out one time, they fall off, they're crying. And the rodeo, Miss Rodeo, Miss Reading Rodeo, picks them up.
Runs over there.
Gives them little hugs. You know, yes. Here, you still win. So, good job, even if you haven't done it yet.
Well, thank you so much. And Bonnie, we've got to go here in a second. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, just thank you for calling in. And we're looking forward to having you around more come rodeo week.
It's going to be great.
Of course. No problem. Thank you for having me. And if anybody sees me at the rodeo, please come up and say hello.
That's lovely.
Okay, Jordan. Take care, and we'll see you in a week or so.
Americana at its best, you have to just admit. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know, a lot of things. Speaking of Americana, a lot of things happening down. One is the Military Order, the Purple Heart, is having a golf tournament this Saturday. Yeah, it starts at 1 o'clock, and this is a way they one of their big fundraisers here. And it's exclusively for combat wounded veterans that they help people with, and other veterans that need help. The Purple Heart Reading Chapter 2001 was a 2014 Nonprofit of the Year from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and they're, you know, out there competing with a lot of the big guys. But they got this because they take their jobs very seriously. They've raised money to help those veterans in need. They've bought a van to help take people from right here, take our veterans from right here in Reading Clinic to Mather and other places. They've done so many great things for our community. So you can play in this, or you can sponsor a hole. You just need to give Bill Filan a call at 339-5449 and tell him, hey, look, I really want to sponsor a hole for the Military Order of the Purple Heart Golf Tournament, May 2nd. Or you call Jet Thompson, J.T. Thomason, at Gold Hills, 246-7867. Tell him you want to play, you want to be part of this, all of this, for our Military Order of the Purple Heart. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 62 degrees out there, 7:44 in the morning. On the 29th of April, we'll be right back.
Don't love pick guitars and drive them old trucks. I don't need doctors and lawyers.
This 67th Annual Reading Rodeo is happening May 13th through the 16th, and they would like to take a moment to thank their sponsors for making Rodeo Week possible. Reading Bank of Commerce, the California Highway Patrol, Cottonwood Vet Clinic, Crown Motors, Foothill Distributing, Pendleton Whiskey, Golden One Credit Union, Jack in the Box, KIXE-TV, KRCR 7 News, MD Imaging, the McConnell Foundation, Mercy Medical Center, Omega Mortgage, Reading Distributing, Coors, Shasta.com, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sierra Central Credit Union, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Sierra Pacific Industries, Sportsman's Warehouse, Tri-Counties Bank, Wells Fargo Bank, Wrangler, Justin Boots, and the radio station you're listening to. Thank you for investing in our community. Buy your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Reading Rodeo box office.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:47 in the morning. It's 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up to like 87 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Of course, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Why? Because they know medical care can change lives. But they know that treating people well can change them.
I have a confession to make. Back in my – there was a time when
gonna,
I would
– Is this going to get us thrown off the air?
No.
Okay.
Back in the – there was a time when I would frequent a place in Anderson called the Anderson Lounge, and for reasons I won't go into. But that was – I have to confess that I used to karaoke that song.
Which one?
Love Shack.
You karaoke Love Shack?
Yeah. No, yeah. Don't.
You photo Bob, did you? You know what? Yes. This is kind of like in that movie, the Wild Hogs, when that guy is singing at the fair, and he's kind of going back and forth.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
You don't even
it's
want to go
it's amazing what happens to my voice after I've had like a full picture of Downtown Brown.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Now, did you carry your own CD with you? Were you that serious?
No. They had this was just off the shelf. There was a lady there, and we would duet up on Love Shack,
love it.
And it was awesome.
Oh, love it. Now, listen. I don't want that to be too far of a memory. We have to make it happen again. Let's go back and revisit good times.
You know what? Can we do that again so Bob
it's a
and Linda can sing Love Shack? I mean,
Only if you provide the picture of downtown Brown.
it may take
two pictures.
You know what? This Saturday, another event's going on, and I really want you all to hop into this one with us. This is the Reading Regional Chapter, the 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet for the Safari Club International. The funds stay right here in town. They're being used to help wounded warriors. They take wounded warriors out for hunts. Last year, it was a big pheasant hunt. They also help kids with special needs on hunting and fishing trips. Food's given to a Good News Rescue Mission, turkeys and all types of food for those holidays. And I just saw the student that was selected for a scholarship that the Safari Club International, SCI, right here in Reading, helps send the kid to college, and he's graduating.
But you can't announce it yet, right?
No, I can't announce what his name is. It was a tough selection process, but he's going to go off into school in the Big Sky Country. But these are things they do, and they're going to have this banquet this Saturday. And I'm telling you, it's $90 for a couple, $60 for an individual. But the types of auction items and raffle items they have here are just stupendous, better than I've seen anywhere. They've got a list of over 30 guns. Of all kinds, and I'm not talking about a bolt action 22 made in 1980. I'm talking about things like Browning A bolts and Ruger Model 77s and 270s, Big Boy Henry's 44 mags, Savage Axis and 243, 300 Winchester Magnum, 7mm, shotguns, rifles, knives, artwork, decor. It's all there, and it's not too late to get a ticket if you give a call to Larry McLeod at 474-5075, or just look up look on our website right here at KCNR 1460 and click on the Buffalo on there, and it'll give you all the where to go to and all the information about it. We're going to be there. We're going to have a great time. I'm emceeing, and it's going to be a wonderful night of silent auctions and big auctions and the whole thing. Okay. We talked about buried treasure. Let's talk about fishing and the fishing band, and about people in the background. Fishing ban is underway. It started. It's official. The officials have rule through voodoo science is that we can't fish for 5.5 miles on the Sacramento because we want the winter run of salmon that they lost a lot of last year to be okay. And to do this, even though there's no technology that says or any science that says this is going to work, we're not going to fish these 5.5 miles. We don't, because they don't fish for salmon anyway. They fish for trout. Oh, but we don't want to disturb the salmon. But it's okay for personal watercraft and anything else to go up and down that same area. Last time I looked, a fishing boat with a guide floating down the sack didn't have anything to do with like exciting the fish, or maybe personal watercraft and other types could. Anyway, it started. Of course, everybody's going to obey the law because that's what we do if you are law-abiding citizens. But I trust the science of people that do this for a living, who are not out to make money under any reason. They love the environment. They love what they do. They want to have fish forever. They want to have salmon forever. And when they tell me is that this will have no impact, or it could have a detrimental impact in the sense that trout will eat the roe and we'll eat the young salmon. So figure it out yourself. But anyway, it started right now.
Well, going back to the story that we opened the show with, she is being called Mother of the Year. I just want to let you know it's all over the internet. So I'm going to read you this.
This is the mother that saw her son.
Absolutely. In the yellow.
Saw her son, though. He was
mother
rocks.
Slapped son and called Mother of the Year. An angry woman is being applauded after she was caught on camera slapping her son and ripping him out of the Baltimore riots on Monday. She says, that's my only son, and at the end of the day, I don't want him to be a Freddie Gray. Toya Graham is her name.
Oh, Freddie Gray's the guy that
referencing the 25-year-old man who died while in police custody.
But he also had a long history with police being arrested for drugs and all types of things.
Her son, as she was screaming at him, 16, dressed from head to toe in black, to take the mask off and telling him, get over here, as she slapped him. Graham told CBS News, at that point, I just lost it. I was shocked. I was angry because you never want to see your child out there doing that. She's a single mom who has 6 kids. She said, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me knows I don't play that. I need to hear applause. Woo! Baby, bring it on. Yeah.
Okay, you know,
ring the bell.
This is the best part about, you know, in radio here. And I was talking, we were talking to the queen, or to the Miss Reading Rodeo, and I was asking her about the, you know, what you put on the tomatoes for my bush. And Queen Mom, this message is for, she said Bob, it's for Green Bob. That's my tomato plant. He was, I was just interviewing, we were interviewing her daughter, Miss Reading Rodeo. How do you fertilize my tomatoes? She uses fish emulsion, and don't water too much. You'll end up with really big, green, beautiful plants, but no tomatoes. See, if you water too much.
Okay.
See
so
that?
Fish emulsion. I'll tell you what.
Okay. I'm gonna go
I grew up with the pleasant smell of fish emulsion because, you know, my parents being a creative people, they were, we lived in a String Brothers home in Sacramento where you walked in and it was an atrium. So we had exposed aggregate walkways. So I grew up walking barefoot on these exposed aggregate walkways. But there were plants like these split tail, you know, just unbelievable, like a jungle. And it was a big glass bubble over the house. So I grew up with my fair share smell of fish emulsion. Because my dad would do this. And
can you buy fish emulsion?
Yeah. And my,
is
and
it
the
like
plants
in a box
are gorgeous.
Or is it water? I mean, is it liquid or is it a... Okay, it's generally in liquid form. Okay, I'm going to go fish emulsion on my green Bob tomato plant and not water it too much. Thanks a lot, Queen Mom. Yeah, I just like that. Things like that. All right, the state is getting ready to tell you they're going to pass this law that you have to vaccinate your child. Everybody has to vaccinate your child unless there's a medical reason for whooping cough and measles. And it's, well, it's just whooping cough and measles. Well, but then the law was changed to say if it goes beyond that, there will be ways to try and get, you know, get this waived so you don't have to have your child inoculated. And if you don't inoculate your child, they can't go to school, to public schools. Okay. No, but they can't go to private schools either. So what's that leave? Homeschooling. So if you don't want to vaccinate your child, you can just homeschool it. Because you know what? It's much more important that we prevent that 100 cases of measles throughout the United States than your child to go to school. I'm not exactly sure how this works. Let's go to – okay, I've got 3 minutes left. Anyway, that to me, again, vaccinations, there's so many people that are against having all these vaccinations. The kids have gotten – by the time they're three, have gotten 46 inoculations or something. But they're talking, oh, this is just whooping cough and measles. Huh. However, comma, it can be anything they want it to be as long as they say so because they are elected representatives. Traffic tickets. Let me get into traffic tickets. You know, we had an editorial today in the Record Searchlight. It was a splendid editorial. Of course, it wasn't written by anybody at the Record Searchlight. Okay, I don't mean to be getting after it, but it wasn't. It was written by the Sacramento Bee. And what it says here, that 4.2 million Californians had their license suspended between 2006 and 2013. Only 71,000 had it restored. And guess how they lost their licenses? A traffic ticket. That's right. Did they? And was it for a felony? No. It could have been for a broken lens, but because they couldn't pay the fines, because so much has been added on to the fines for criminal cases and for cases in courts, they bump it up to us. Now it's a $500 fine for a broken lens. They can't pay it. What happens? They get their license suspended. They get their license suspended. Guess what? They lose their jobs. 42% of the people a study in New Jersey that lost their licenses suspended for a traffic violation lost their jobs. 90% of them said they had trouble making ends meet, even the ones that kept it, you know, or that still had a job but had no license. It's time we address this thing. It's time to look at this, where if you go get a ticket for a busted lens or something like that, non-dangerous, non-running through stoplights, and it becomes $500. It's wrong. Governor Brown needs to take a look at this, and hopefully they are right now so we can do something about this. This is just absolutely ludicrous. This is as stupid as somebody getting behind on child support payments, taking his license, taking away his way to make money to get a job so he can pay the child support. Another stupid idea. It makes you wonder who's in charge, doesn't it? We'll be right back after these messages. I've got a few minutes. I know I got a few seconds here. We're going to be here after these messages. We've got Doug Wright here, who is the president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce here. And we want to talk to him about some of the things the Chamber of Commerce is saying and some of the things that will be happening this year that the Chamber of Commerce is going to be backing.
They're going to be backing.
They're going to be backing
some
things here.
I think everybody needs to hear about this.
Yeah, you know, the new taxes. I'm going to ask him about slip and slides. I'm going to ask him about political action committees, all that stuff. When we get back, the time is 7:59. The time is now 8 o'clock. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama says the Baltimore riots show that police departments need to build more trust in black communities. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In an interview broadcast on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the president said his heart goes out to the Baltimore officers who were injured by rioters. He said there's no excuse for that kind of violence and that Baltimore police showed appropriate restraint. But the president said there's a breakdown of trust, and he called on police departments to hold accountable people when they do something wrong. He also said Attorney General Loretta Lynch has been reaching out to mayors across the country. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Baltimore.
Nepal's capital city saw a protest today. About 200 people turned out to express the fact that they're upset over the lack of earthquake relief supplies. Jamie McGoldrick of the UN's Information Center in Nepal describes what he saw after flying by helicopter over a hard-hit remote village.
There was no mercy on the actual which houses suffered most, because it's quite curious that two houses of the same kind, side by side, one's down and one stands.
SRN News, meanwhile, partnering with the International Relief Agency Project Hope to generate emergency relief supplies. More information available at srnnews.com. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today becomes the first Japanese leader to address a joint meeting of Congress.
The Prime Minister's address is part of his eight-day state visit to the U.S. that is focusing on trade and other issues. Shinzo Abe's speech comes on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Some U.S. prisoners of the Japanese and some Korean Americans have expressed opposition to Abe's speech unless he apologizes for Japan's role during the war.
That's SRN's Linda Kinney. The crew of the International Space Station says a Russian supply ship that went into an uncontrollable spin after launch yesterday has now been declared a complete loss. Astronaut Scott Kelly says flight controllers have given up trying to control the vessel. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Go deeper into the scripture behind the story of NBC's epic television event, A.D. The Bible Continues. Dr. David Jeremiah chronicles the struggles of Christ's disciples following the resurrection, while painting a magnificent portrait of the political and religious upheaval that led to the formation of the early church. Complete with helpful background information about the characters, culture, and traditions of the era, A.D. The Bible Continues, The Revolution That Changed the World, is an action-packed read exploring one of the most significant chapters in world history. Read the first chapter now at adthebooks.com.
The U.S. economy skidded to a near halt in the first 3 months of the year.
The Commerce Department says the overall economy grew at an annual rate of 0.2% during the January to March quarter. It's the poorest showing in a year and down from the previous quarter's 2.2% rate. Plunging exports pulled growth down by almost a full percentage point. Investments in oil and gas exploration drilling fell 48.7%, and consumer spending slowed sharply as a severe winter kept shoppers home.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting it. The tiny increase was much worse than economists had been expecting. More Americans signed contracts to buy homes in March, the third straight month of gains as housing heats up now with the start of the spring buying season. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index rose 1.1% to 108.6 last month. The index has climbed 11.1% over the past 12 months. More details at srnnews.com. How did that 61-year-old protester manage to fly his gyrocopter into the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol?
The House Oversight Committee will be looking for answers later this morning during the first public hearing into the April 15th incident. Among those scheduled to testify are Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy and Capitol Police Chief Kim Dine. Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz has publicly stated the gyrocopter should have been, in his words, blown out of the air.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. The Supreme Court held oral arguments on so-called same-sex marriage on Tuesday. Among those arguments, one made by Attorney John Birch, who said making so-called same-sex marriage a law of the land could confuse children.
If you're changing the meaning of marriage from one where it's based on that biological bond to one where it's based on emotional commitment, then adults could think, rightly, that this relationship is more about the adults and not about the kids.
Court's expected to issue its decision in the cases in June. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning, my friends. Today, the 29th of April, Wednesday. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com right here on Hump Day.
Currently 67
degrees. Guess what day it is?
It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown cities. We know it's hump day, Carl.
Okay.
We made sure that you got your little fix in with the commercial. Today it's going to be 84 degrees in the downtown studio.
Thank God you said that. I thought
you
were going to say something
else. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 58. Now tomorrow, Thursday, 86. The temperature calls for the lows of Thursday night at 60 degrees. And Friday, reaching the highs of 90. As we move into Saturday, it's 88 and Sunday 86. So we're in the mid to high 80s throughout the rest of the week, and the weather is brought to you by each and every morning Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin's been in the business for over 20 years, veteran-owned business, does outstanding work for all makes and models of air conditioning or heating units. Now, it's up in the 80s, going to be in the 90s, we're getting there. If you haven't had your cooling system looked at, you need to have those filters cleaned, you need to have the air ducts checked, you have to make sure it's working at the highest levels and not sucking electricity by using dirty filters. And Alliance Heating and Air can do that. They can come out and make sure it's working perfectly. You've got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. They're our system fixers and people of choice here. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Well, here's a guy that we've got finally into our studios. So I had to threaten him. I said, I'll get the dog back if you call me. And Doug Wright. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning,
and he's
Carl.
A friend, too, of ours.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Doug is the, besides being an attorney, a very well-known, respected attorney here in town, is also the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
And how long have you been doing that? It hasn't been long.
No, we turned over January 1st, so I've been at it since then. But on the board for 2 years previous to that, though.
What's the Chamber of Commerce supposed to do?
You know, we do a lot of different things. Our mission statement is that we're an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of our members in the greater Reading area. We want to make sure that people are taken care of, whether it's on the advocacy side of things, meaning that we will lobby either the state of California, somewhat on the federal level. We try not to get that far, but certainly at city council and with the county. The laws and regulations matter to our members. What they have to deal with matters. That's an important part. The other part is networking. We have a membership that likes to get out and be involved. We have a very active community. We have 900 members that that contribute a lot to this community, so we want to give them those opportunities to get out and network. And we want to give them educational opportunities as well, where we teach them all kinds of different things, how to manage their business, how to deal with employees, how to deal with the financial side of things, give them support so that they can be successful. Because if we have a successful business community, we have a successful community overall.
The business, we've been hit so hard since 2007, I guess. And they always say Northern California is at the tail end of any recovery. Are you seeing a recovery here?
I am. You know, as an attorney, I'm sort of on the ground level because I do a lot of business and commercial work. And for probably the past 18 months, we've seen a real turnaround. There's a lot of people moving, meaning that they're buying and selling businesses. They're hiring. They're sort of the trim and the fat days, I think, are over. People have been running lean for a while now, and I think they're really having some confidence now that they can start taking some of the money off the sidelines and putting it back into their business and into the community. At least that's what I'm seeing.
What do you see as a business that, you know, I see, well, we get a lot of businesses through here. We try to. Our own charter here is to put as much, you know, get as many small businesses and new businesses on. And I do see a number of businesses in the service industry popping out. But I don't think people realize how many international businesses we have or national businesses that are in this town. I mean, it must be at least once a week. I learn of a new business here. That's got like 30 or 40 employees, but they're a national level business.
That's true. And I think that sort of is telling of our community. We have a lot of not only businesses that are sort of under the radar that are doing amazing things, not only locally, but statewide and internationally. But we have, you know, we have a good number of folks here that do that just in their daily lives. You know, people that are doing big things and contributing a lot to this community that don't get out there for the headlines and don't want the spotlight. And that's sort of what the business community does as well, is they're doing good work. They love to live here. And fortunately, they have the ability to work on a much larger stage but enjoy living in the North State.
Doug, your specialty when you practice law is what?
I do primarily three different types of things. I do business and commercial law, which is anything from real estate, employment, labor, leasing, contract reviews, buy-sell agreements, all kinds of different stuff, basically. Carl, it looked real exciting hearing that list. Basically, anything that someone operating a business would be able to handle or would need me to handle for them. I do estate planning, which is wills and trusts, probate, those types of things. And then the third part of my practice is it's sort of a kind of a hodgepodge. It's writing. You know, you have people that need certain things done here, their judgment collection. People have accounts receivable issues. We'll help them with that.
So you'll be their attorney. Like, okay, you know, Doug, you're my attorney, so I need this. Let's go to you. You build a relationship, so you'll cover stuff.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know some guys. I have some veterans that we could use, you know, if you need collections.
So the reason I'm going there, and that's interesting because it gives our listeners a little bit more of a, okay, this is who Doug Wright is, and this is the kind of law that he practices. Let's share with our listeners the connection between your practice in law and how you got involved with the Chamber of Commerce and then wanted to get into a leadership position.
Sure. Well, when I'm originally from here. I was born at Mercy and grew up in Bernie, graduated from Bernie High.
Whoa! And, Bernie boy!
I'm a local guy. And
so is our friend Rick Hill.
I know. Rick and I have had a lot of conversations about Bernie.
Pam's not Bernie.
Well, she's not a Bernie?
No.
Okay. She's Southern California girl.
She did not have the privilege.
No.
Oh.
Bernie boy, I'll tell you what.
That means that Rick and Pam aren't like cousins?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I married a Southern California girl, too, so Rick and I have a lot in common. I had left for school and started practicing in Southern California in Orange County, and I met my wife down there, and we knew that we wanted to raise a family, and we wanted to do it in more than 1,000 square feet and wanted to buy some property, and we looked all around the state and all the roads. She kept coming back to Reading, so we made the move, and I started my practice here, and I knew that, you know, this is a community where you get involved, and so I did, and I joined the Rotary Club of Reading. And started meeting some fantastic people.
Now, which Rotary are you with?
The Rotary Club of Reading. It's a Thursday lunch club.
There's a Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the original club in Reading.
Okay.
All of the other clubs have been come out of that
Born
club.
From that. Okay.
Correct. So I've met some fantastic people in that club.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
So that's sort of how I got involved in some of the other stuff in the community, including the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, it was the Sheriff Hilltop, Mr. Ed Ruhlman, was the one that.
The Sheriff of Hilltop.
The Sheriff of Hilltop. Tom, what
asked
a
me
great,
if,
yes.
If I wanted to.
Can Tom look alike?
Yeah, sheriff of. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
So he asked me if I wanted to be involved in some other stuff, including the chamber. And I, of course, I was, because I know that the vital role that a chamber plays in the community. And I threw my hat in the ring, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay, so now your formal position at this point, you know, so threw your hat in the ring, you know, we could all join the Chamber of Commerce. But before we take our break, just give us like, okay, so then what is your position, your title, or what are you called? Today you're here not only as a member of the community and with the Chamber of Commerce, but you are Doug Wright /
I would say chairman of the board as it relates to the Chamber of Commerce. I'm also chairman of the Political Action Committee, member of the Executive Committee. That's within the scope of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm involved in several other boards in town as well, but I would say Doug Wright, overworked and desperately trying to keep my wife happy and kids paying attention.
Desperately trying to keep my wife happy. Never a big job.
There's a few years difference between me. Trust me. Work as hard as you can. It'll never happen. I mean, not to keep him happy, but, you know, it's always something else. And you go, and then always in that last thing is, but keep my wife happy.
Yeah. Okay. You know, the honey-do list is always there.
She's a beautifully patient woman, so, I'm very fortunate.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
On that note, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, is our guest. And we'll be back because we want to talk taxes. Doug wants to raise your taxes. Let's find out why.
Well, see, that's...
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think it's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Right step.
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The walk a mile in her shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the walk a mile in her shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat. Don't miss your chance to learn why in Turtle Bay's exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities. And learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet closes May 10th, so satisfy your sweet tooth before it's gone. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Call 243-8400. Preferred carpet care.
Oh no, dirty carpets!
So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. It's 8:19 in the morning and it's currently 67 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget, please mark your calendars for May 7th. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds are going to be out there, and Johnny Gonzalez will be my piano player on this particular night. Lou White will be my special guest with the fabulous flute and clarinet and saxophone. Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass and Bobby Veramontes on drums. There's a special menu. It's called Romance on the River. There's no cover charge. Come on in, have a cocktail, and enjoy a beautiful night of jazz, and it's just a great night. So thank you so much to Wind River for allowing me to express myself and bring in a quartet with wonderful music, and we just have a blast, and people keep coming back, and we have a great time. So anyway, that's May 7th. Give them a call for reservations, 243-3377. We'll see you there.
Okay. Our guest is Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, plus you're on the executive committee and the political action committee and other things.
Yep.
Got into this. He's a local guy, an attorney, local guy from Bernie, and grew up in Bernie, went to school in Southern California, practiced law down there, and decided he wanted to come back to God's country where he could raise his family.
Yep.
And he's been a major player in our city since then. It's getting to be more and more. As our young professionals are starting to take those steps forward, and it's time, by the way, Doug, that you guys do this. I was really happy to see Brent run. I'm not crazy about every decision he's made, but I am happy that he's in it and he's in the fight, and we need to see you all do that.
Yep, I agree. Brent's doing a great job.
Well, and but now the Chamber of Commerce has come out very strong for raising the taxes, for raising the sales tax, for public safety. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I think that, you know, the first thing we need to look at is, and I think it's fair to say, no one wants to raise their taxes. No one enjoys paying them. It's just one of those unfortunate realities in life. We've been surveying our membership for the past couple of years, and time again, the primary concern with our membership is public safety. And we know that the city has had budget difficulties staffing the police department and fire. Chief Paletti, to his credit, has done a very good job with limited resources. But we need, you know, additional help with AB 109 and Prop 47 really changed the landscape for us locally. Our law enforcement's dealing with a whole different animal now, and we've got to figure out a way to fund it. So, you know, the only way to do that is through taxes. And I'm not necessarily, and it's sort of, you know, I'm just redescribing it and calling it by a different name as an investment in our community. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, that investment in the community, there's a lot of hoops we have to jump through on this, Doug. Frankly, a lot of people, concerns are that if we raise $10 million, I mean, it could be all the way up to $20
million. Sure.
If this is, and so, but there's nothing that says that this money is to be spent on law enforcement.
Well, there's a couple different ways to handle a tax measure. If it gets on the ballot, where similar to Measure F this last fall that failed, but still achieved 57% of the vote. If it's a specific tax, then it requires a supermajority, which is two-thirds.
Right.
The alternative is just to do a general fund tax, which is just a simple majority of 50%.
Like Anderson did.
Correct. And what Anderson did, and Red Bluff as well, they had a companion or advisory measure that went along with that. So you had Measure A that was the general fund tax, and then you had Measure B that described how that the money should be spent. While not binding, it's a political directive to the governing body on how the money should be spent. And, you know, it's really probably, I wouldn't say political suicide, but it's very dangerous for a governing body to go against the will of the vote if that's what they're directing them to do.
There are other problems with this. The fact is that as soon as we start talking about a raise and more money coming in, then now they found different. They're finding different ways to spend this money instead of just on law enforcement.
Sure, and then that's our concern. But at the same time, you know, these are folks that we have as a community elected as our leaders, and we've asked them to make those types of decisions for us. And if we give them the funds to support public safety, then I think we have to trust that they will. But at the same time, you know, there needs to be oversight. I think it's good governance. It's good for not only the governing community, but also for the regular citizens to have that check and balance. It keeps everybody honest, keeps everybody above board, gives everybody a higher level of comfort with what's going on.
Well, the chamber had a number of restrictions that you all wanted, or I shouldn't say restrictions, but caveats.
They were sort of conditions, and what I think
that, if you're going to support it, right?
Correct, and you know, because our membership does support it by a supermajority, 67% of our members.
How many people voted?
We had over 150 that
came. Out of how many?
Out of 900, which is about 15%, which is statistically a solid sample of our membership. And that's been consistent over the last several years. And that's, you know, we didn't receive a single phone call that was against it. The people that voted for it were supporting it and think it's a good idea. And, I think that it would be very difficult to find someone that would say that we don't have a crime problem in our community at this point. So, moving forward, you know, what we want to do is we want to let the city council know that we would support a campaign, but the conditions are that it needs to be done under fiscal emergency. And why we want that is that if there is not an emergency, then we don't need the funds. If there is an emergency, then fine, we'll go out there and we'll help gather the funds and raise the funds so that we can take care of the public safety issue.
It's just like a declaration of war.
No,
I don't mean it like that. I mean you against them. What I'm saying is that people are saying if you're going to send our people into combat and you want the money for this, maybe there should be a declaration of war.
Correct.
But we've gone by so many times without a declaration of war, and we're destroying our economy, you know, for 15 years of that. So what you're saying is, hey, look, if this is really an emergency, you need to say it.
Yep.
And yes, I love that.
Well, and you know, and it doesn't need to necessarily be described as a fiscal emergency. It's the emergency component has been utilized in several different situations in other municipalities. It could be a public safety emergency. And I think that's sort of what we're looking at is, you know, it is a public safety emergency, and that's how you get it on the ballot. You could do it by signature, but that's a very cumbersome, time-consuming process, expensive. Mm-hmm. No one has the time to do that, and the emergency is just really –
okay.
You know, there's better
a
way.
We have a question in here from our chat room. Would a vote to secure a fiscal emergency by the city council allow them to use the tax increase for other things, union issues, general fund expenses, replacing money lost from lawsuits, those kind of things?
Not on the emergency side of things. That would be the first vote would be whether to declare the emergency or not, and that requires 5-0. It has to be unanimous.
It has to be unanimous. Okay.
So then that would set the stage for basically the language of the measure. To get the language of the measure, then it would only require 4/5. So 4 votes would then craft or approve what the ballot measure would then say. If it was a specific ballot measure, then it would require a supermajority. If it was a general fund tax, then it would only require the simple majority. Mm-hmm. So it sort of depends on the second step. Of what happened. So the 5-0 on the emergency wouldn't really do much of anything other than just move to the next step.
Okay. So they do the 5-0, then they do the 4/5.
Correct.
And they put it on the ballot. We want to raise our sales tax by 1 cent or a quarter or a half a cent, whatever it is.
Whatever the blueprint or strategic plan dictates.
Who brings in the second part then, part A that says you can? We want to use X amount of this needs to be used for public safety.
Well, that's the political part of it.
Now, who does that?
Well, City Council will probably determine that. I would expect based on staff recommendation, based on the blueprint that it's under process right now,
mm-hmm.
And what the needs are. That's probably how it will be determined. And, of course, with public input as well, if people can stay that late.
Okay, that comment, I love it, Doug. That was good. What he's talking about is that when they move the public comment to the end, and then they're wondering why, we haven't had a lot of people talking. Well, it's because it's at the end, and they don't know when it's going to be over. That was good. I like that. That was cool. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here and come back. Because there's more to this question, because there's other caveats that you all, when you threw it out there, like people, that you've got a couple people overseeing it.
Yeah.
And yet we talk about trusting the city council, but yet we want to have two people here overseeing what they're doing.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to talk about that as well.
Okay, good. I can't wait to get back on that one. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know, it's 8:30 in the morning here on the 29th of April. 67 degrees out there. It's going to go up to the mid 80s today. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9 to 1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Clare Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is the 29th of April. 8:33 in the morning, 67 degrees. If you got a question for Mr. Wright here, Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board for the Chamber of Commerce, please give us a call, 605-4567. I know they're flowing in here through the chat room. We'll be getting to those. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across from Subway there. Take a step back in time. Man's Last Stronghold, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans there. What can I say? The cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Again, my guest is Doug Wright. Thanks a lot for being here, Doug.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Well, okay. I'm sure we have phone calls lining up here, but let's go on back to the tax that you all have proposed this. And at first I was going, well, that's a kiss of death. But then after hearing the caveats you're putting on this, I'm thinking, okay, I understand that. Okay, one of the caveats is it's got to be a fiscal emergency.
Correct.
What are some of the others that you've got on here?
Some of the other things that we would required to have in place would be that the ballot measure includes a companion or advisory measure indicating how the money would be spent. We'd want to see include a sunset provision of not more than 6 years. We want to have a steering committee that's created for transparency and oversight. And, of course, the chamber, if we're going to run a campaign, which is expensive and time-consuming, we want to make sure that we have some say. And the Chamber of Commerce is a big organization in this community.
Well, okay, when you say have a say, what's that mean?
Meaning that we have a say as to what is happening with the oversight process. If there's something that our membership feels is improper or not being done the way that they would like to see things done, then we want to have two seats at the table so we can voice our opinion.
So you can say don't do it this way.
Sure. Or if we see something that we think is a little suspicious, then we can be the mouthpiece for our membership as well.
Well, the city council, I think you have to agree that they've been doing away with any groups that are like that. How do you expect them to keep that? What if those two people, they don't like what they're seeing? Can't they just do away with them? As they have with the electric commission and the time when people can talk, doing away with DRBA and other entities. And when asked, why don't you? Because they don't need people between them and the decision-making is, I think, the reason they used.
We would have language so that would be a situation that would not come up,
okay.
Such that there would be a term in place that would not be subject to recall.
that to me would be something that if I was, after seeing them over the last few months, I would be concerned about it, that they would just say, nope, and we don't need your help now.
And at this point, I think that I would trust them enough at this point to allow the process to move forward the way that
okay.
we would have it set up.
All right. Let's go to our phones here. Billy Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Doug Wright?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, listen, we've got a big problem here in the fact that now you're asking for more money for government. And as we all know, that's been in the scheme of things in state, federal, et cetera. And again, with no cost cutting. And now if everybody in the upper level management of the city of Reading, including the overpaid police officers compared to what Shasta County Sheriff deputies make, and get everybody to concede a 30% pay cut, and that would save millions. And again, the same old story. Just tax for more government money with no cost cutting, no nothing, and then again the other thing is that the city of Reading provides all the commerce, all the people in Shasta County, 80% of the business that the Shasta County residents do is within the city, I would guess, and then they don't have a say in it, and there's nothing for the jails, and all this does is pad the big pockets of the city of Reading, and it's unfair, and I don't agree with it, so I'll take my answer off there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Billy Bob. And I think that what I heard from last time, too, is when we were talking about a city tax is it affects the whole county, yet nobody in the county can – nothing in it is going to help the county in the sense of – providing more jail space, hiring more deputies, the wage disparity between sheriff's deputies and everybody else is well known. And I think that's what I'm, you know, that's what you hear from people like from Bernie and other places is that, hey, you're raising this, but what am I getting out of this?
Sure. And that's a very fair comment. But what I think that what's happening is that the city and the county have been working together very well recently. The county is going to pick up a portion of the cost of the blueprint. So there is certainly going to be some benefit to the county. Not all of this money, I expect, would go to the city of Reading for RPD. I expect that some of it will deal with jail and sheriff issues. I expect that there will be some component of it possibly for mental health. There's going to be a lot of different things that are going to come through the blueprint and the strategic plan, which is being developed at this point, so that we can take more of a comprehensive approach, which has sort of been our thought from the beginning, is that if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. You know, no one likes the fact that, you know, more money is being gathered for government purposes. You know, it's fair to say, I think, that probably most people agree that government isn't necessarily the best place to invest your money. However, they are the ones that are responsible for protecting us from other folks. And that's where the rubber really hits the road, is we've got to make sure that that's properly funded. And the only way to do that is through a community investment.
Okay, and that sounds good. You know, it goes back to the fact is, I think Reagan said it, trust but verify.
Correct.
In the military, we go through, begin planning, arrange, reconnaissance, and all this. The last letter is an S, which is supervise. I think that, you know, as questions that you have and that people like Billy Bob have and others, is the fact that once this money is there, how's it going to be used? Is it really going to be used to help public safety? Is it going to go over to the sheriff's office? I mean, frankly, I'm really disappointed in the Board of Supervisors, because it's been 3 years and I haven't seen one thing about finding a way to enlarging our space. Tom Bosenko has said for 3 years, if he had a place to hold 100 people or 200 people, the crime rate would drop tremendously, because you could hold them until trial. I haven't seen anything like that happen. And I don't think that would – I don't think that's part of it, is it?
It can be. It depends on what comes out of the Blueprint Strategic Plan. I expect that that issue will be addressed, fortunately, but unfortunately, Prop 47 passed, and that really changed the dynamic at the jail, because a lot of folks that were subject to being in custody are no longer subject to that. So,
okay, Doug, you know, we've hit this. First of all, I applaud you for – bringing impetus to this, pushing this out there, that we need some more money. But I think the big part here is how it's done, how it's supervised, to make sure money's, once it comes, flows in this way for the police, that it's not being taken out of the other way for the police. So it's like, oh.
Creative budgeting?
Yeah. Well, it's not even creative budgeting. You go, oh, look, we've got $10 million. And Rob Pelletti can tell you where every dollar goes. Well, it's not going to all go to Rob Pelletti.
Probably not.
And some of it's going to go for other things.
Sure.
Because this is a fiscal emergency.
Unless it's a public safety emergency.
Unless it's a public safety emergency. Then you can say that. But Anderson has hired their three police they've had, and it seems to be working for them.
It does. And I think that's a model that we can really follow with their success.
Smaller. And it's a smaller place. But it's a model. So you've got to have a model. All right. Ready to shift?
Sure.
Billy Bob and others have called in before and about the I guess it would be the atmosphere with the city, permits, fees, getting things done. It takes forever. I just heard that, you know, I mean, just as an example, because it was the last thing that hit the papers was Bethel. Got hit with an environmental report they have to make. Puts another year and a half onto the construction of whatever they're building out there. But that's just big news. There's so many others in town. Mauricio Hannison trying to build this apartment complex. It's a $9 million apartment complex with a $1.5 million on top of that for city fees.
Across from the veterans'
home.
He wants to do another
apartment unit. I mean, is this
apartment unit?
Is this business friendly?
The feedback we've received from our membership is that it's not. You know, we do meet with the city on these issues. And I think in some situations, it's absolutely warranted, the complaints are. In other situations, you know, there's people that just don't want to follow the rules and they don't want to abide by, you know, what the city requires that they do. So I think it's probably have more on the side of people are just frustrated with the process. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that come into it. State of California has regulations. The feds have regulations. The city isn't really, I think, probably making it much easier. But, you know, it's the business climate that we live in, you know.
But that's accepting mediocrity.
Correct, but we're also in the state of California. And, you know,
I understand there's things that come down from the state, but how about things when people go in there to get a permit? And it doesn't happen all the time, but these are so many stories you hear. I mean, it's got to be happening is they come in and they to find out the things that are to, they have to do. They could do all those things. They come back, and now there's another group of things. And I know they're trying to fix that.
Sure.
But it's still, I mean, this is going on. And then the amount of money people are paying here. I mean, this is Reading.
Yep. Well, you know, I think
– And that money doesn't go to the state. A lot of that money stays right here.
Yeah, it does. One thing that I'm has made me at least feel a lot more confident about improvement is Brent Weaver on City Council. This is his number two priority. Number one being public safety, but number two is this issue with the building permits and development in town. Obviously, he's in the industry. He knows how it works. I'm sure he's very familiar with the frustration. And I know that that's one of his goals is to streamline the process and make it better. And I have all the faith in Brent. You know, it's I've been very happy to see, you know, where he's at now on council. You know, he's gone from being newly elected to, you know, almost a seasoned veteran at this point. You know, he's taken positions on things and really becoming the leader that we all knew he would become.
Okay. Our guest is Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board of the Reading City Council. You're going to be, and we've got to take a break here, Doug, because I want to come back when I ask you about something that's really important. And it's taking
Chamber of Commerce.
What did I say?
City Council.
I meant Chamber of Commerce. Though I'm sure Doug is thinking in the back of his mind maybe next year.
No, I don't live in the city.
Oh. Oh, so
it's on
that's
eligible.
Just raised taxes. And I don't live in the city. Yeah, that's you guys can pay that.
But we shop.
Frankly,
here.
I travel and I shop in Oregon because I save the money on the sales tax.
Everything we buy is in Reading.
Which is what Billy Bob said. He goes, wait a minute, I don't have anything to say about it.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll come back because we've got a couple other questions. We've got some other things in here too. I'll hit you with on the break. And see, you know, on about as far as unfunded pensions and can this money be used for that? So.
That's a
big question, huh?
Sure.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to be right back. Carl Lindebot. We'll be right back.
Who loves a fun afternoon with your girlfriends? I know I do.
I love it, too. Then come on down and join me, Linda Bott,
and me, Molly Kidd,
for the 4th Annual Chicks and Chaps event and raise awareness and money to fight breast cancer.
Stay after in the VIP special section during Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night at the Reading Rodeo that evening.
The deadline is May 1st, and it's quickly approaching, so put on your pink and grab your application at readingrodeo.com. Chicks and Chaps.
Girls, it's a blast.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Relive the glitz, glamour, and glorious music of the 70s and 80s at the Cascade Theater as the Riverfront Playhouse Capital Campaign presents Remember When Rock Was Young, the Elton John tribute starring Craig A. Meyer and the Rocket Band. A celebration of the character, costumes, and charisma of the famed pianist and singer, this fully produced show will captivate you on Thursday, May 7th. Call 243-8877 for ticket information or log on to CascadeTheater.org for one unforgettable evening you'll remember when rock was young.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm ready. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 69 degrees in the in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot, about 84 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 58. Throughout the week, we're going to be in the mid 80s and the high 80s. Till Sunday, which is going to be around 86, and Monday 87. That's the forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Our friends there, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Leonard and his associates, the experts in all kinds of loose stones, jewelry repair, take apart the only real watch repair guy in all of the city that can take apart your watch and build it from scratch and tell you if you've got family heirloom and you don't want to have it just, you know, passed around, take it to Four Winds Jewelry. And, of course, the expertise is also
Magic lanterns.
Yes, 222-2750, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
I love you. Across from Sierra Gibbs, across from the sheriff of Hilltop. Hey, our guest is Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board for the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Plus, he's involved in a couple other things. Having you on, I'm enjoying having you on, Doug. First of all, you've got a great sense of humor. But you know, the other thing too is that I think you're looking forward. I mean, in the sense of you're looking down the road at things that can be done.
Sure.
Stillwater. I mean this. As soon as you say the word Stillwater. People make jokes, sad jokes.
They do, and it's unfortunate because we really are fortunate to have that business park. It just hasn't worked out the way that anybody wanted it to. A lot of folks that are looking for shovel-ready business parks are eyeing Stillwater. There's a lot of activity out there where folks are interested in it. It's just a matter of whether people are going to take that leap to do it or not. I think that our community faces some issues that, you know, maybe prohibiting some folks coming here from, for example, our labor force. You know, we could, if we had a much more diverse or deep labor force that would be available, then I think it may be.
It's like a catch 22 though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's in a circle because you don't have a labor force because there's not the jobs here because we've got people like you and so many other people that have left who've got the credibility, they've got the ability, but they have no place to get jobs here.
Sure.
I mean, Brent came back to a family business that was established. You're a lawyer, which is easier to establish yourself than say if I was a technician, you know, a blue collar guy, but I'm really good at what I do, but there's no jobs up here. We've got our listeners that when he gets back from jobs, and he comes back on and says, hey, I'm back from Southern California. I've got friends that have got large companies here that do all their work is in Southern California. He'd love to hire more and more people. So that's in a catch-22. But Stillwater, I mean, there must be, you know, I think we're going to offer them free land at one time.
Yeah, which would be will be an interesting issue because of the prevailing wage.
Oh, yeah, that's something else, too. I mean, oh, yeah, a prevailing wage.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's – I try to remain optimistic about it because that's really the only thing that we can do at this point. And it's like a light of dominoes. I think once one goes, we're going to see
– Once you get the first one in there.
Yeah.
Once you kick open the door.
Yeah.
Then the rest will follow. I agree with you, but we've got to kick open that door with somebody.
Yeah.
What business do you see that's needed right now in Reading? I know that was a tough question. I mean, I just pulled that one out, but I asked that with my people like, you know, LaSalle and others that are coming in here. What business do you think we need right here?
That's hard to say. There's a lot of different things I think we could use. Obviously, primary industry was something that we would need. Manufacturing type jobs. The velocity of the dollar that is generated through a manufacturing job has a much longer life than the velocity of a dollar that's generated through a service job.
Absolutely.
It's just the way it is. You know, it's that dollar will spin a lot longer, create more jobs, feed a lot more people, ultimately make the community more economically.
I think, yeah, the labor jobs or the, like I said, the manufacturing jobs is like 27 times or something like that.
Yeah.
The money's used.
There's a substantial difference.
What about the, I think I'm really big on, this about the incubator that Mark DeSalle. We've been talking about that for 5 years here on the show of taking a building and you take, and you make people compete to come here. And you give them a room or an office. You give them electricity. You give mentors here, people that are going to help them. And they come up with some great ideas. I love that idea.
I do, too. And, you know,
finally, it's happening.
Yep, it's happening. And Mark LaSalle has done a fantastic job at the EDC with this concept. And it's just – it's really exciting to see that finally come to fruition because, you know, I think what people don't see is, you know – all of the small companies that struggle, they only see the big ones that hit. So, you know, we'll see that locally. We'll see, you know, 30 little startups, and we may have one or two, and that's a success because you go to Silicon Valley, you'll have 1,000 startups and 5 that succeed. So, you know, I think that, you know, we're on the right track to
– I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I would support that 100%. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning. Do you have a question for
Doug? Yeah, I just had a question about, I know you're not the National Chamber of Commerce, but it appears the National Chamber of Commerce supports executive amnesty and getting as many immigrants here as possible, and I just don't think that policy is very good. And how can you be associated with the National Chamber that has that philosophy and position? I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, Bruce, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't really answer that question. So,
okay,
yeah,
all right. Is that way above the level y'all are working at?
Yeah, I don't think we're a chamber of commerce. We focus locally. What they're doing nationally certainly has implications what we do locally, but you know we don't engage with them.
Okay, so. New airlines. I've got two questions left. One's airlines. Mm-hmm. I know we're working real hard at that.
Yep.
We need another airline. That's part of that big equation that if we can't get people flying in here from L.A. or someplace or you don't have a way out of here, we can't bring them in.
Yep. And, you know, when I first came back to town, I actually flew up on Alaska Air into Reading from L.A. direct. And it was a couple $100. It was easy.
Yeah.
And then it stopped. And it wasn't because Reading wasn't servicing it. It was just that the plane rotation within Alaska's fleet, you know, they had issues with that. And then it has never come back. We do need it, though, but unfortunately the airlines look at service out of Reading as a luxury. You know, they think that 2 hours to Sacramento is not that far. Well, when you have to catch a 6 a.m. flight and you have to leave here at 2:30 in the morning, that is quite
far.
A drive. Yeah.
And when you're trying to come up for a business meeting, now you've got to keep them overnight.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
Yep.
So, again, is Chamber of Commerce going to lean into that one more?
You know, we have been involved in that process. That's more of the EDC. Mark LaSalle has been heavily involved with that, with the community fund
he's
put together.
Yeah.
And he's been doing some fantastic work. There's another airline, Penn Air, that's looking at Reading out of Portland. So we'd have a flight to Portland.
I've got another airline that we just found, too. I'm going to tell you about after this. Okay, here's my last question. I have to ask it. July 18th. Slip and slide. What do you think from chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce that having a water slide in the middle of the largest drought we've had in a long time? Wait, well, is that a pejorative question? What do you think about that?
As chairman, you know, I think that the chamber has bigger issues to deal with at this point. We have, you know, we're replacing our CEO. We're dealing with the sales tax issue. We're, you know, trying to get everything back on track and stay on track in that regard. And, you know, we have a longstanding member of Reading Waterworks Park who we support. And
absolutely.
Slide the City is not a member of our organization.
Slide the City,
so,
okay, that's what it is.
You know, and it's a for-profit enterprise, and so is Waterworks Park, so we're going to support our member.
That's a good answer.
You know what?
Everybody.
That's boom. I like
that's
that.
A,
boom,
that's a good answer.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is something that anyway.
It was.
No, it was a good. No, I'm agreeing just, that was a yeah. good answer. We're supporting members as opposed to something else.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a fantastic concept of water slide down plaster.
Yeah.
But, you know, the optics just really aren't the best. And the governor, the front page of the record source like today is, you know, the governor's really tightening the
Brown
screws.
Goes after water wasters.
Yeah. I mean, in private parties, too. It's
yeah.
a $10,000 fine if you're overwatering. So, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. So there's, you know, and you're right. It's what you see. It's not what it really is. It's what is seen. And but yet three members of our city council voted to, oh, yeah, we're all for this. But not Brent Weaver.
Yeah.
Or Gary Cadd.
Well, I mean, if it brings business to our community and there's some economic benefit, great. I'm all for it. But, you know, I just think that the publicity may not be as good as we would like.
Okay, our guest, you know what? We're really glad Doug Wright's been here. He's
Thank
the chairman of
today.
The board of the Chamber of Commerce in Reading. Really good. You stepped out. You answered the questions, Doug. I really appreciate that. Thanks for being here. I wanted to have you back on, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's
yeah,
a lot of fun.
So we can keep up, you know, catch up. Hey, tomorrow we got Smoke Jumpers and the Hotshot guys coming in talking about fires, how they fight them, how they're training, and what they're looking at for this summer. It's going to be a great show. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Rich Thomason in Washington. An uneasy calm prevails in Baltimore, a new overnight curfew, and a robust law enforcement presence making a big difference following this week's violence.
Maryland's largest city remains in a state of emergency, but the streets of Baltimore were relatively quiet overnight. There were a few skirmishes with police and a handful of arrests, but a citywide curfew and 2,000 National Guard troops and 1,000 police officers patrolling the streets kept things under control. Schools have reopened, and residents here are hoping the worst of the violence is over. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Baltimore.
Overnight violence in Ferguson, Missouri with gunshots, fires, and looting. The economy almost ground to a halt in the first quarter, expanding at a rate of just 0.2%. Blame harsh winter weather, a steep decline in exports, a sharp drop in oil and gas drilling. Given the economy's dismal showing, analysts say that